This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're going to get that fixed. Producer Jay working on a new open. You should see his face right now. I actually feel bad for him because he's so indignant that something went wrong with the production. But I liked it. I mean, we got a good montage there of voices. And okay, so what happened? What did we miss at the beginning? You must have muted something on accident, or a track didn't get activated on a multi-track. What did we miss there at the beginning?
I'd have to save it for the next. I could hopefully get this fixed, but there was supposed to be a whole, I don't want to give it away too much, but
more audio, more music.
There's supposed to be a couple other changes.
Uh-huh.
Not the bed underneath it the whole time. I have no idea what just happened.
And did you listen to it before you tried to play it on the air?
I just finished it.
Nothing like going down to the wire. Boom. I like it. Just working under pressure, except the equipment did not cooperate. Which is often what happens. Technology, I'm telling you. Do you want to know the latest that I'm dealing with? And producer Jade, it impacts him too. It's essentially every fourth text message does not get to Jay. I have no idea why, except what I've found in talking to my friends, and maybe some of you have this issue, and my mom too, actually. Androids and iPhones don't like each other. And I'll bet you I'm going conspiracy theory. I'll bet you it's on purpose, because iPhone wants everyone to go to iPhone. Apple wants everyone to go to iPhone. And there are some of us that we call ourselves the resistance. I refuse. I had an iPhone once. I will never go back to it. I do not like Apple products except for my 15-year-old iPod Nano. Anyway, so my mom has noticed that too, where some of her text messages are not getting through to people with iPhones. And so this is crazy. This is what happens with Jay and I. I'll send him a text message. He won't get it. He'll write to me and say, hey, did you answer or respond, or I didn't hear from you, or blah, blah, whatever. And I'll say, yes, I did. And I'll resend him the message. Then he'll get it. I'll send him a series of texts and he'll only get two of them out of, say, I don't know, three or four. And it just doesn't matter. But it's not the only person it's happening with. I've got a friend of mine who is in Arizona. He and his wife, I met them years ago when I did a charitable auction for my previous network to raise money for the V Foundation. And they purchased the package, which was me going with them to a Red Sox game at Fenway Park. Anyway. Great stuff. They're now in their 80s and I haven't seen them in years. And he reaches out to me to ask me about getting together because we're going to be in the same place coming up in April. And I send him a series of text messages and he writes back this one line that seemed odd. And come to find out, he never got three of them. One of them went through, but the other three did not. And I know my older niece, she has an iPhone. She only gets maybe half my text messages. It's very strange. So if anybody else out there has an Android or a Galaxy and it's not communicating well with iPhones, well, you're not alone. And I don't know what to do to fix it. What you Googled, Jay, right? What did you Google? The option of
It said
putting
like,
it in airplane mode?
It was like, try toggling your airplane mode on and off, which I did. I don't know how that's...
Well, you're an iPhone, so it doesn't matter. You're not having that issue, right? It's just me communicating with you.
Yeah, but the thing that makes
actually, it could not be a bad thing. I mean, you could
the thing that makes
be avoiding my text messages.
The thing that makes it so annoying, though, is that it's not all the time. So I don't know if it's ever, you know, like it could be a week where I get all your messages.
Nah, I pretty much feel like it happens multiple times per week now, almost every other day. But you're getting some of the messages, just not all the messages. It's very strange. So if anybody else who has a Droid, I just happen to have a Galaxy S9 now, I think. If anybody else is having this issue, I'd love to hear from you. Because like I said, my mom and I are both having this issue. I've got friends who are having this problem. And the thing is, my mom and I have the same phone. Or she has a Galaxy S something. So as long as my mom has a Galaxy S whatever, I'm going to stay that because my mom and I communicate more than anybody else in my life. So yeah, but it's a little awkward right now because I don't know if I don't hear back from someone, I don't know whether or not that person is getting my text messages. So you guys will all laugh at this. Of course, you know that I am pathetically single and well, whatever. I'm just single. And I, every now and then we'll talk to different guys or like start to get to know them. But last week, this guy calls me and he leaves a message and he said, you know, you've got my number now, you can call me back. And I texted him back, but I didn't hear from him. And so I thought, okay, well, now what do I do? I don't know whether or not he's not the type who would ghost me. Plus, we've only been communicating for, I don't know, a couple months or so. So he's, so he doesn't respond. I'm thinking, well, do I sound like a total, you know, one of those like overeager people who's like, hey, did you get my text message?
Yeah, exactly. You almost have to.
No, I did not, actually. The next day I called him back and left a message because he did originally say, you have my number, you can call me back. And so I did and just mentioned, hey, my Android does not play nicely with iPhones. So I don't know if you have an iPhone, but if you didn't get my text, I apologize. I did. Because the thing is, I don't want him to think I didn't respond to him after he called, just kind of ignored him. So yes, it's getting somewhat awkward now. If anyone has any advice about how to make your Android, your non-iPhone play nicely with iPhones, I'm not giving in though. I refuse. I am not getting an iPhone. No.
That's a drastic decision.
I'm not doing it. I swore off of them back when I had one, oh gosh, maybe 10 years ago, probably more than that now. Negative, Ghost Rider, not doing it. I hate them.
So you've been there. You've seen.
I don't have an iPad. Oh my gosh, working on Jay's laptop. What's it called?
The MacBook.
Working on that yesterday morning, we got off the air and I needed to do something really quickly on our YouTube channel. And so I'm nearly, first of all, I was exhausted, but nearly in tears because I can't get the damn thing to work. I was so frustrated and Jay's trying to podcast and I'm like, Jay, fix this!
What the hell's going on right now?
I do not like Apple products. It's just personal preference. I don't have any of them except for a non-internet connected, non-internet capable iPod Nano that goes back probably 15 plus years now. It was a gift from my family. It's orange. It's super cute. So yeah, it's becoming awkward now because people are thinking I'm either not responding to them or I guess I'm just going to do a straight email. I'm just going to go back to my AOL account. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have AOL. Jay has AOL. Boomer has AOL, which is really funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do have an active AOL account, which is probably what? About 100 of us left, maybe?
I would say there's more than that. I've got some other friends who also have AOL. But you, though, surprises me because you're not generally in the age group that would have had AOL. Did you use your mom's email account?
No, this was mine. It was just the first one when we got a computer. I don't know. What was it? 97, 98, whatever mm-hmm. year it was. It was our system we bought, our online. It was America Online. It used to have the whole dial-up and everything, so I remember that.
Oh, I remember the noise.
Yeah.
Oh, you got mail. Yep. That was such a great movie.
Exactly. So I still have it.
And if anybody else has any insight, please let me know on Twitter, A-Law Radio, because now it's becoming a problem. I'm going to have to use email from now on. It's all right. Except actually, Jay, as you say that about your AOL account, I'm getting ready to see. This is tough. You know, when a bazillion people have your email and then you try to change it and it's impossible for everyone to keep up with it. But it's got to the point now where my Gmail account is getting inundated with crap, essentially. And while a lot of it filters out, I'm still getting it every single day. There's more spam probably than actual email that I care about. So it's becoming a major issue. If you use it for shopping or anything like that, you find out that it gets shared everywhere. I would like to change my account because I've had my current email account for probably, at least 15 years. And so I feel like I might need to change, but then I'm going to lose a lot of people. It's just what's going to happen.
We should just go back to pigeons carrying the mail across.
Is that what you used?
I never used that, but we as a society, easier.
Is it? How about snail mail? You still feel like pigeons are a better option?
It seemed to work out pretty well for them. Never have to worry about it.
How do you know?
I read history books. We'll show. Oh,
and they talk about how great, how reliable the pigeons were.
I don't hear anyone bashing it, so.
That's because they're no longer alive anymore, the people who use pigeons. Oh, my gosh, you're so strange sometimes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So if you have advice for me, great advice actually for me and Jay. And our phone number is 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. So Jay's going to work on his montage there, his music and his highlights, all of that to say that we were essentially like all excited about this big Super Bowl open and the technology, we're going to blame the technology, not the operator. The technology did not work the way that Jay anticipated, and that led me into that whole text messaging situation. So still to come, we'll give you the latest deets on the Derek Carr situation with the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to hear from a host of the Kansas City Chiefs, not just Patrick Mahomes, who was at Disneyland on Monday, and he was doing interviews from everywhere. That's kind of the plight. It comes with the territory. It's a little bit like the Daytona 500 winner. You'll notice on the Monday and Tuesday after the Daytona 500, which comes up this weekend, the winner has to do a media blitz. They've got written obligations where they're contractually obligated to go and do a bunch of interviews with various outlets. In fact, we could get the Daytona 500 winner if we wanted. So our schedule is kind of wonky sometimes. But that's something that the winning quarterback of the Super Bowl has to do, not just from Disneyland, but then has to do a bunch of other media obligations as well. And so we've heard from Patrick Mahomes. It was a media blitz, so a variety of outlets on Monday, but other Chiefs as well. And then Damar Hamlin, I didn't have an opportunity to play the audio from his conversation with Michael Strahan. This was Good Morning America. And he sat with Michael and they spoke about his future in football, about the support that he received after his cardiac arrest on the field, and certainly about the challenge that this whole situation has been. I mean, I know the Bills didn't end up getting back to the AFC Championship or making it to the Super Bowl, which were their goals. But at the same time, he has been watching football continue on without him. And I can imagine that's been really hard. As grateful as he is to be alive, and he certainly is, he's indicated that over and over again, his thankfulness for the people who saved his life and the medical care, not just them in the immediate aftermath, but also the support and the prayers from all over the world. It's still painful, I am sure. At 24 years old, he finally realized his dream and cracked into the starting lineup with the Buffalo Bills and now is unable to play. So that's tough. I feel for him, and I hope that he is able to get back on the field at some point. I'm going to mix in a little bit of basketball as well. How about the Golden State Warriors still forging ahead without Steph Curry? And we've got an update on the former NBA MVP. But at Chase Center, the Warriors hosting the Wizards.
In traffic, in trouble, gets it on the wing, left side Wiggins, three ball no good, Clay with a good box out, gets an offensive rebound, fresh 14, ball to Draymond, pass inside Wiggins, two-hand slam for Wiggins, the Warriors use Clay Thompson's offensive rebound and turn it into 2 points. As they bring the ball up the floor, DiVincenzo from Poole, now to Clay Thompson, who's back out there, takes a three off a screen by Draymond, and Clay nailed it.
That's Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Clay started slow but finished with 27. Andrew Wiggins ended up with 29 as the Warriors outlast the Wiz. And also Dante DiVincenzo off the bench, 17 points. Jamichael Green had 14 points and 5 assists. And right now that Warriors second unit, it's got work to do.
To be real, we heard all the talks in the beginning of the year, and we had to really get together. We had to lock down, and, you know, we had to start playing better. And I think, you know, Jamichael was absolutely great tonight. Ty is always solid, and when we can hold it down for that second unit, when the starters come back in, they can do their thing and blow it open.
That's on NBC Sports Network in the Bay Area. The Warriors on NBC Sports. So, yeah, they end up getting contributions from that second unit as well as from their first team, even without Steph Curry. But we all miss Steph with the torn ligament that I never heard of and part of that leg injury, that collision he suffered last week. What is the update?
Where am I at? Just all stuff that's not involving the court and basketball related activities yet. So a little ways away from that, but every day has gotten better. It's a slow kind of process early, letting everything kind of settle, letting the healing process start. The goal right now is just to try to let it heal while you maintain as much of your strength and conditioning and keeping everything as active as possible around the injury. And then hopefully soon I can, you know, get back on the court and start doing basketball stuff and slowly build from there.
Yes, absolutely. Hope that is the case. So Steph Curry updating his status right now. No basketball related activities. Here's an update. Well, a suggestion from a friend on Facebook. Are you ready? He says I should upgrade my Android to the new one, the S23. And that will put the end to the text message problem. Right, because I have $1,000 just lying around somewhere. No, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I'll just resort to email. Or calling, leaving messages. Although I tell you, sometimes I get voicemail and I go weeks without checking because I forget the voicemail is there. And so, yeah, I don't do a lot of voicemailing myself. But I'm just going to have to call instead. I don't have that kind of cash lying around to be able to upgrade, and I don't want to upgrade. I just got this phone 4 months ago. It's not brand new. It's a refurbished phone, but if the updates, because it automatically does these updates, you know, the updates are what's ruining it, then oh well, I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles, because I'm not getting a new phone, period. I don't care that much. I mean, sorry, Jay, I care about you not getting my text messages, but I don't care to the tune of $1,000 care. But Jay's phone is even older than mine. How old is your phone?
My phone's about 3 years now, yeah.
Yeah, so this is just how it's going to be. I'm not going to be spending out $1,000. No one needs to hear my text messages that much or to get them that much. There is no one in the world that needs my text messages that much. Except for my mom, and we're good. Hers is because she's also an Android. I can actually see when she's typing to me. Similar, it's not quite the same as the icon on the iPhone, but yeah, I can see when she's read my messages. I can see when she's typing. So, mom and I are good.
We're good.
She even said to me, Jay. She goes, "Well, I'll change if you want me to." And I was like, "No, we're not going to iPhone."
That's nice of her, though. What an offer.
Yeah, she's sweet.
What if we use, like, walkie-talkie app or something? They have those.
Oh, is that different than, say, WhatsApp or?
You can use, like, your voice and it's
gotcha.
Kind of communicate that
way. I even have friends. So one girlfriend of mine, her boyfriend has a different kind of phone. I don't know if she has the iPhone and he has the Android or what. They don't even text. They use a messaging app. She's my friend who would prefer to speak over Facebook Messenger. But I don't want all of my personal text messages on social media. I don't think that's a great idea.
Especially not Meta. No way.
No. Well, Twitter either. I mean, you know, these things get hacked and they don't belong to you. I mean, if you use a messaging app, your messages belong to someone else. They don't belong to you. All right. Well, I appreciate that suggestion, Derek, who thinks that I should just be upgrading to the S23. My God, I'm not even in double digits yet. I'm still at S9.
I didn't know they had 23 renditions.
Yeah, my mom has an S20, but she paid a lot for hers, and her previous phone was probably 6 years old, though, so she needed a new one. All right, Jack in Toronto, we'll get to your phone call. We definitely have some QB news coming up. Tom Brady. He's practicing in his analyst skills, honing them, if you will. He's exercising his analyst muscles, flexing them, because this put everybody in a tizzy on Monday. He will, in fact, be taking over for Greg Olson. That's the deal that they had. That's the deal that he agreed to with Fox Sports, though not until 2024. But he's practicing on his podcast, plus a lot with Patrick Mahomes. And then we'll head through and we actually have a question we want to throw out there for you. I guess I could do it now. This is my creative gene coming into play. I was trying to come up with a way that we could share our feelings about the football season now that it's done. And I said to producer Jay, what if we tell people to reply with a GIF or a meme that expresses how they feel about the just recently dearly departed football season? Not that it's over, but now that we know the big picture, the whole picture, how do you feel about the 2022 NFL season? And so we're going to do GIFs or memes. And then I said, and emojis too. And I put it all together. G-E-M. So send us your gems, babes. Send us your GIFs, your emojis, your memes, your gems to describe how you feel about this dearly departed 2022 NFL season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Spread set. Hurts by himself in the backfield. Threat to run and throw. Crouches down. He wants to run it. The ball's out. He kicks the ball. It's picked up by Kansas City. They're going to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. A defensive score by Nick Bolton.
A lot of things happened crazy real fast, but I just kind of saw the ball come off his leg. He kind of kicked it. And I just ran after it, man. I got a good bounce, man. And after that, it's just kind of like middle school. I just pick it up, trying to score as quick as you can. I got a good block from my guy Mike, and, man, I was just into the end zone after that. It's just a surreal moment, man. The ball just kind of came out my way and got a lucky bounce, man. And, again, it hopped right in my chest, man. After that, man, it's just I just got to take advantage of it, man. It was a big moment for us as a team, and we needed that one in order to get the win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Nick Bolton, who had a great first half, even as the Eagles were putting up 24 points. It could have been a heck of a lot worse for the Chiefs in their halftime locker room if not for that 14. Well, it tied the game at 14, the 14th point there with Nick Bolton, the scoop and score after Jalen Hurts essentially dropped the ball. That was really his only negative play in the first half, but obviously was painful because at that point, the Eagles were dominating the time of possession. It felt like an hour since Patrick Mahomes had touched the ball. They only had 7 minutes in terms of offensive possession. 7 minutes. The Eagles were not letting them see the field on offense. And then Jalen has the fumble, and Bolton's right. That ball bounced right to him, just on the bounce. He never had to break stride and was able to race into the end zone 36 yards. The call with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jack is listening in Toronto. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy. It's really nice to talk to you. I've been listening to your show for like about a year now.
Cool.
The thing I like about your show is I find like, you know how there's Skip and Shannon and First Take and it's like two people against each other?
And a moderator.
I kind of battle you. Like I talk to the radio kind of like a crazy person, you know?
Oh, no. I mean, I talk to my dog more than I talk to any other human. If that makes me crazy, I think you're good talking to the radio.
Yeah, I've been on with JR a couple of times. But anyways,
cool.
I wanted to just play a quick game with you if you want it called QB Carousel. Because I think that there's about four or five guys that in this day and age, we could wake up one day to something crazy. Aaron Rodgers, who knows where he's going, even Geno Smith, Trey Lance. What are they going to do with Trey Lance? Maybe he might
nothing.
Ask for a trade.
No. I do not believe that for a second. Why would you allow either Trey or Brock Purdy to walk? They're both cheap. They're under rookie deals. No. Hold on. Not done. Brock Purdy is not going to be available either during OTAs. In fact, it could be right up to the start of training camp. So you can't go. There's no need for you to let go of Trey Lance or trade Trey Lance. A, you need a backup quarterback, and he's been in the system now two seasons. And B, he's still under his rookie deal, so he's cheaper. But also, you don't have a QB until Brock Purdy gets back. And from all indications, it seems like there was going to be a competition. They weren't just handing this ball to Brock Purdy. So,
where do you see the Raiders? Where do you see the Raiders going after Carr's gone?
Well, a lot of what I keep hearing is if they could get Aaron Rodgers, they would be interested there.
I don't think they're going to get him, though.
Well, okay, so if they don't, then they would have to have another plan, yes.
I could think that Aaron Rodgers might end up in Pittsburgh.
Why?
Well, Pittsburgh's my team, and I'd love that.
Oh, so you would like that, but you don't honestly think he's going to?
No. Chances are he'll be back in Green Bay, or he'll go to the Raiders, or he might end up in Tennessee or one of the, like I said, in this day and age, you really never know, right?
Right. Well, I think for Aaron right now, until he tells the Packers his intent, and he's currently sequestered in darkness somewhere, I'm assuming there's no communicating. Do you think he is going to come out of that to do his Tuesday interview? Probably not. So we're not going to get anything new with Aaron. So, yeah, the Packers have to wait on him. Even if they have decided they want to move on, they're not going to do it without talking to him.
And if I could, one last question for you, because honestly, like, you know, nobody really breaks down football as good as Amy Lawrence.
Oh, that's
where you see the Denver Broncos this year or next year. Is this Sean Payton, the new coach, such a big deal for you?
Well, not for me, for the team. It's a huge.
I mean, like, in your opinion, do you think that that's a big move for the team?
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl winning coach. Absolutely. I think he's got a lot of credibility. The second he stands in a locker room, he's got a lot of credibility. He's known for being really an offensive mastermind. He definitely can change the offense, and if anyone can get through to it's not really about getting through to Russell Wilson, that's a bad choice of words, but if anybody can figure out a way to make the offense seamless or to make it run better around Russ, well, then that would be Sean Payton. So I definitely believe that is the case. I feel like this is probably the best they could have done. I know that they wanted D'Amico Ryans first, but in my opinion, I'm not sure you could ask for a better head coach to come in and kind of clean up this mess now and get them pointed in the right direction. I think that's a big deal. They already have a good defense. They've got a lot of great pieces around the quarterback. It's just, it was so disjointed last year. And as for how I see them, I have no idea. We'll see what they do in the offseason, but they're, at this point, having to climb out of the basement of the AFC West. So they're looking up at everyone else, including the Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, couldn't have said it any better, Amy.
Oh, cool. Glad we're on the same page.
Okay, well, you know what? It was really great talking to you.
And, you too, Jack.
Yeah, I like how you interact with the fans. You know what I mean? That's cool, man. Like, I feel like a celebrity right now.
You are. You are a celebrity, Jack. Your friends are not going to believe this when you tell them the story.
Well, I'm starting now doing like skits and stuff like that. And started a YouTube
stand-up
page.
Comedy?
Just a funny man, you know, like doing skits and food reviews. But anyways.
Wait, are you funny with your food reviews or they're legit food reviews? Jay loves food. I will have to direct him to your YouTube channel.
They're legit food reviews.
Uh-huh.
But there's only a couple of them. I'm just an amateur, right?
Oh.
I'm building from the bottom.
For now. Yeah.
But, like I listen to people like you who are like analysts and who have worked so hard to get to the position that they're at. And I use it as motivation. Like, you know,
Thank you, sir.
Have worked so hard to get to where you guys are at. And, you know, things don't come easy, right?
Well, for some of us, they come easier than others. But I can only speak for me. I definitely have worked. Yes. Women are not, we're not always welcome in sports radio. Just take my word for it.
Hey, one more thing. Where are you, where do you guys shoot this show? Like, what in what state?
Oh, we're in New York City, Lower Manhattan. That's where the headquarters are. Trust me, I would rather be somewhere else, but this is where I have to do the show.
Yeah. Hey, well, it was, like I said, it was really good talking to you, and
you too,
hope you have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you. Have fun with that YouTube channel. We do like food around here, so I appreciate your call in Toronto. Do you feel like a celebrity right now, Marco Belletti?
Oh, I've always felt like a celebrity.
Well, then I'm in the presence of greatness.
Oh, yeah.
I scoff. I try not to make fun of people because I know they mean well, but I can't help it when someone says you're a celebrity. I like almost run off the road. What? No, I do a stupid radio show. There's nothing celebrity about this.
For me, look, the line that I've had where people will ask, like, so you're a celebrity. I'm like, do you have any idea who I am? They're like, no. I'm like, Ben, I'm not a celebrity. If you've got to ask who somebody is, they're not a celebrity, all right? So can we move on from there?
Can I tell you something that's coming up next week, and I'm really nervous. You're going to laugh at me, but I swear this is a big deal. For the first time ever, Syracuse University has invited me back to be a guest speaker to the students in their sports department.
Okay.
So Newhouse School, one of the best broadcasting schools in the country. I got my master's in TV and radio from Syracuse. And when I was there, the guest speakers were along the likes of Bob Costas and Mike Tirico and Dave Ryan and all of my professors in sports radio and TV. It was mostly TV. But all of my professors were male. I had one female who was a research professor, but otherwise, it was all male. And so they are bringing me back to be a guest speaker. So it's kind of a full circle moment for me, really excited.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how much of a celebrity I am. I'm so nervous that no one's going to know who I am and be like, who is this chick? Like, why would I go listen to her talk? Why do I care about her career? Because obviously it's a different generation of broadcaster, right? Maybe they'll go because their professors threaten them. You have to go to get some credit. I'm hoping that will be the case because, yeah, that's how much of a celebrity I am. I'm pretty sure that there are going to be a bunch of them who have no idea who I am.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Maybe I'll tell
many mahogany
that.
Books. I feel like there's going to be a pretty good bio underneath your name, so I think you're good. I think you're all right in that regard. I think you're
okay.
Fine.
I wouldn't worry about it. Can I tell you a secret? Our own boss didn't know my previous network when we had our contract conversations a year plus ago. He had no idea where I worked before I came here. So if he doesn't do the research, then why would some college student?
Well, they don't have to do the research. That's what I mean. That's why it's a name and a bio underneath. That's not research. That's in front of your face. There's a difference.
Yes, it was so cool. The media department put out a tweet saying, mark your calendars 1 week until Amy Lawrence is back on campus.
There you go.
I almost started crying. So cool.
There you go.
Except I'm nervous. So next Monday night, if I'm not bubbly and I feel because I'm driving up to Syracuse and then driving back to do the show. So give you
the
full report. Yeah, it's just over a 3-hour drive, no biggie.
Ugh.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's 6 hours, back and forth?
A round trip,
yes. Yeah, that's a long day.
It is, but it's going to be all right. I'm used to that kind of
as
stuff.
As I said, that's fun, no the driving.
So if I come back with a big smile on my face, well, you'll know then that a few people showed up. I need to make a good impression.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about people not showing up. I find that difficult to believe.
Just saying, if I was a professor there, I would threaten the students. You go and you show up and you participate. Because it's supposed to be me.
I feel like I wouldn't want you as a professor. That seems a little bit over the top.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like
you want extra credit? Go
attend. Well, you want extra credit, not, go or else. I mean, that seems a little harsh.
Well, you and I are two different people.
That's a little harsh.
Were you a guy who skipped school? Skipped classes?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Oh, see, that wasn't me.
I needed to know first day. Do we count attendance or not?
Oh,
I need to know.
Well, see, that does seem harsh to you because you didn't go anywhere.
No. I went to what I needed to go to, and I got very good grades. But I didn't like the idea that you had to tell me that I had to be here. If I knew the subject matter and I did not need your class to get the grade that I needed to get, then, yeah,
slacker.
I feel like, hey, you know what? You say
you
it's slacker.
You pay all that money and don't bother to go to class.
Yes and no. One is some of it's yes, I didn't feel like going. Yes, I didn't. I readily admit that. The other part of it was I was working 50 hours a week taking full classes. Yeah, if I could get some sleep in, I'm going to get some sleep in.
You don't sleep now. You seem to be doing fine.
I'm well aware. And look at me. It's not good.
Stop it.
You're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. All right. So Jay's gone next week. He won't be around. So it's just me and you next week. So you're going to have to be pumping me up if I come back here and I've got a tear-stained face.
You got no worries there. I got all the confidence in you. I find it difficult to believe that they're not going to be there. And apparently you went to that school. So maybe all the professors are like you and they browbeat their students.
I'm going to stab you with this pen. Stop it right now. Just because you're a slacker doesn't mean that you can make fun of those of us who are valedictorians.
Actually,
okay?
You know what? That's not fair. I was somewhat of a slacker.
Somewhat of a slacker.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Hey, I got good grades. Again, I got through the classes. I did what you needed me to do.
Just don't
expect me to be there for every second
money.
Of it.
Why bother? Just do it online then.
Well, there was no online then. I'm old.
Okay. We are old.
I sat in, Remember the computer rooms? I'm going to show my age. There was actually a room where there was computers in college where you had to sit outside.
Lab.
Yeah, you had to sit outside and wait in the line for somebody to get off the computer so you could write your reports and your thesis and all the stuff that you had to hand in.
Remember the printers? The paper had holes on the side of it.
Yeah, I used to sit outside in the hallway for hours just to get on the computer to put together the paper. Yeah.
No wonder you couldn't go to class. My goodness.
Yeah.
Busy sitting in line outside of computer lab. All right, coming up, we can't call this QB news because Tom Brady's no longer a quarterback. It's After Hours on CBS. No, he filed his retirement papers.
Yeah, that means nothing. That means nothing to make it official.
But it was the headline over the weekend. Okay, it's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Now, see, I'm all flustered.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm saying I'm all flustered talking about how nobody's going to show up to my show.
Oh, you'd be fine.
Now I can't even speak. It's a good time for a break.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I've done it once before, so I've got to figure this out and get good at this, actually. It's all pretty new. My friend says, the future happens a day at a time, and I think with any great chapter that ends, there's another great opportunities ahead, and I look forward to exploring a lot of other parts of life that have been put aside for a time being, and I'll feel some different things, I'm sure, as things go along, but you know, I'm doing great in a great space and excited for what's ahead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tom Brady, the end of his career, his illustrious career. That's one of the major storylines in 2022. And we're asking you, as we have our first post-mortem of the dearly departed NFL season, Super Bowl now in the books, on Twitter, on Facebook, we want you to send us your gems. Reply with a GIF, emoji, or meme. See, it's an acronym, GIF, emoji, or meme, to describe how you feel about this dearly departed NFL season now that we know that it ends with the Kansas City Chiefs winning another Super Bowl, but everything that happened along the way. Man, did we have quarterback issues this year? So send us a GIF, a meme, or an emoji. And you can do that either on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. So Tom Brady is now an analyst, though he's taking a year off to prep to get ready. He says he wants to be fully prepared for the role when he takes over for the 2024 season. And he started by watching the game. And how was he watching the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I think what I watched more yesterday was I did listen to the broadcast, intently listening to how, you know, the game was called. I was watching the players and watching the quarterbacks. I was watching some of the defense, and obviously as a fan of the sport. So I basically covered every base we had. You know, there's a lot of different things for me to watch for now. So I was probably more intent watching a Super Bowl that I haven't played in than I ever have been. So for that, I think it was a win.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard him say before, depending upon the end of his own season, which obviously he played in a ton of them, that he didn't want to watch. And you'll hear a lot of players say that. Who told us from the San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, that he was not going to watch this Super Bowl? He wanted both teams to lose. That did not happen. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, so then Tom Brady certainly loved what he saw with the quarterbacks. And boy, we had an incredible performance from Jalen Hurts, his rise to the top, but also Patrick Mahomes doing what he does in that second half.
I was kind of watching like everyone else, and I saw a lot of great quarterbacking, which, you know, I felt Jalen played incredible. Patrick played really clutch when he had to, and it was a very fitting end to a great season. And, you know, the two best teams throughout the course of the year were in the Super Bowl, and they played really one of the great games all season. So it was really fun to watch.
Agreed. And to that end, we now know that Super Bowl 57 is on pace to become the third most watched TV show of all time. We'll get into some of the numbers after the top of the hour, but this does include Fox Deportes as well as some of the streaming platforms. These are early returns, early numbers, so they haven't quite dotted the I's and crossed the T's, but it averaged 113 million people it spiked during halftime, which is kind of funny. And then again, at the end of the game with that 35-all tie in the final few minutes. Patrick Mahomes obviously was dealing with the high ankle sprain. We saw it. We heard him talk about it. Tom Brady gives him credit for playing through that pain.
I've been a part of games where we lose critical players in championship games and they're out for good and it's hard to overcome, but nothing was going to keep Pat from doing that. And again, I think that's why you're a champion. There's a physical and mental toughness to the sport.
Patrick Mahomes certainly showed that. We don't have time to hear his thoughts on the James Bradberry holding call. But we have time to hear him talk about what the Super Bowl reminded him of. All right, so we'll get to a little more Tom Brady after the top. Sorry, the computer cuts us off. So it not only ruined Jay's production at the top of the hour, because we're going to blame the technology, not the operator. But it also cuts us off, as in you could be talking, I could be talking, we could be playing audio, and then the music bed takes over, and that's it. You're done. See, there it is. Sometimes I forget to look at the clock. It doesn't happen very often because my brain is just, it's stuck in this mode where I'm constantly looking at the clock. But sometimes I will forget and the music starts and I think, whoa, wait a minute. Are we already done with this segment, done with this hour? This happens a lot to me. I have more to say than I have time on the air. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.